Surai News, I'm Ding Lulu. CPC party leaders have unveiled a new reform blueprint for the development of China. The document has been issued following the conclusion of a key plenary session here in Beijing on Tuesday. The communique issued following the meeting in Beijing says the market should play a more decisive role in allocating resources and enabling farmers to enjoy more property rights.It states it's going to be a priority of the party to build an open and unified market with orderly competition. The document particularly outlines that land in cities and the countryside will be pooled together in one market. Meantime, the party says it will set up a central leading team in charge of designing reform measures and the State Security Committee. The communique asks for decisive results of the reforms to be realized by 2020.The United Nations is calling for immediate action to help the Philippines deal with the extensive agriculture losses brought on by Super Typhoon Haiyan. The Food and Agriculture Organization says the swath of destruction brought on by Haiyan has done significant damage to Filipino agriculture and fisheries. The massive storm hit at the start of the rice planting season in the Philippines.The FAO estimates around $25 million is going to be needed for emergency agricultural rehabilitation. Close to 10 million people have been directly affected by the typhoon. Meantime, the Chinese government is promising to work more closely with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in fighting natural disasters.The official death toll in the Philippines has reached almost 1,800. Philippine President Benigno Aquino III is warning the death toll could come in at around 2,500. Haiyan has also left 7 dead in southern China. 4 others remain missing.Foreign ministers of China, Russia and India have wrapped up a series of meetings in New Delhi. In a statement following the meetings, the trio have issued a condemnation of the terrorist attack last month in Beijing. The foreign ministers have also issued a statement of condolence to the Philippines in the wake of Super Typhoon Haiyan.The foreign ministers of China, Russia and India say all states need to join the fight against terrorism through the auspices of the United Nations. The group also says it's concerned about the situation in Afghanistan, saying the security situation in the country is of common concern in the region.China has been elected to the UN Human Rights Council for a 3-year term. China is one of the 14 elected members to the 47-member UN Human Rights Body. The UN Human Rights Council was set up in 2006 to replace the 60-year-old Commission on Human Rights. Members of the UN Human Rights Council are elected directly by the majority of the UN General Assembly.The months-long state of emergency has come to an end in Egypt. The Egyptian courts have ordered the government to bring the curfew to an end. The interim administration says it is abiding by the court's ruling. A state of emergency was enacted in mid-August amid the height of the protests by supporters of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. The state of emergency has given the Egyptian military wide-sweeping powers to make arrests and impose a type of martial law.In a sign of rapprochement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the cancellation of a housing tender in the so-called E1 district. As per the order, around 1,200 housing units in the territorial stretch will not be built. In cancelling the project, Netanyahu says there is no need to pay an international price for a process that doesn't have great significance.Construction plans in the so-called E1 sector are considered provocative, as the area is a corridor between the West Bank and the East Jerusalem. Israeli construction between the two could isolate East Jerusalem, which is the proposed capital of an eventual Palestinian state. Plans to create Israeli settlements in E1 has been widely condemned by the international community as deliberately provocative by the Israeli government. The move to cancel the construction plans comes as the Israeli and Palestinian sides continue to meet in private to try to hammer out a lasting peace agreement. It also comes at a time when the Israeli government is looking to garner international support for the continuation of international sanctions against Iran. And that's the latest from Surai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.